Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Here we go on a Thursday. If you can identify the day right now, you're ahead of most of us with the middle of the week holidays. Afternoon, everybody. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan. You just heard Ari with the news. We're certain somber because it's by far the biggest story in our country. What happened with a terror attack in New Orleans? 14 innocent individuals murdered by an individual inspired by ISIS, who mowed them down in a rented vehicle. He also dead, so a total of 15. And Jimmy Galliano is with us. If you've listened to our show over the years, you know Jimmy's great work in the military, 20-plus years in the FBI. He's brilliant on stories like this. We wish we could talk to Jimmy about lighthearted topics, his time in Georgia with the Braves and stuff, and loving his teams down there. But this is a very serious story, and if we could have one guest on it, it'd be Jimmy Galliano. And Jimmy, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Happy New Year, sir. Glad you're on. It's a pretty dramatic change from yesterday, and I know this happens fast, and I'm not expecting every official to have all the information 100% hours after. I think people do are being unfair. But, Jimmy, from going yesterday to the belief that Jabbar did not work with anyone to today worked on his own, did it surprise you that they could make that dramatic of a change in such a short period of time?
No, Chad, it really didn't. You know, there's a famous saying that the first casualty of war is truth. And for anyone to not think that this is a war against Western civilization, you mentioned it at the top. We have someone who was a U.S. citizen, an Army veteran, and radicalized by perverted beliefs, distorted beliefs, and elected to carry out this heinous crime. Now, was he inspired or was he directed? And I think that's what is going to be, you know, coming out in the further days. What happened yesterday? Look, the only criticism I could make of the FBI's approach, and I know that the press conferences looked ham-handed, and you had people speaking over each other.
Yeah,
and
I was gonna obviously ask you about that.
Yeah, the assistant special agent in charge who was kind of thrust into that position because that should normally be the special agent in charge. And incidentally, his name is Lionel Myrtle, and he actually worked under me a number of years ago on a Safe Streets task force in New York City. He was a great agent then. I'm not in contact with him now. Don't know why he was not out front. But the mistake was we're so precise now, and we're so careful about so many things outside just following the evidence and the facts bereft of fear, favor, that the precise definition of terrorism, the assistant special agent in charge was not comfortable making that declaration when everybody, a first-year criminal justice student, heck, a high school student, mm-hmm. could have seen by what was already out that this had the classic earmarkings of a radicalized, you know, Islamic attack. Now, having said all that, more details today, as you pointed out. Hey, why were they suggesting that there were three people that were suspects, not just people, persons of interest, but suspects, you know, for placing two of these pipe bombs inside two coolers? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt again with the fog of war, Chad. You got a lot of things happening. You get calls coming in. You're trying to figure out what's real, what's not. You want people, and that's what the FBI stressed today. You're crowdsourcing. You're telling people, even if you saw this individual or this vehicle and you think it was an innocuous, you know, unimportant piece of information, please get it to us. It may be the missing piece of the jigsaw puzzle. So I'll give them the benefit of the doubt there, Chad.
So I want to get to one of your points. You made so many good ones on the inspired versus directed. There's some reporting, I don't know if it's all confirmed yet, though, that when there was a bit of a briefing with one of the committees on Congress, that they believe it was just inspired, that videos and messages, and again, it doesn't bring 14 lives back. It doesn't detract in any way of the evil that was carried out. But how different to you would it be if there was actual coordination with ISIS on this attack versus whatever caused this U.S. Army vet to become directed towards viciousness just through the propaganda which is out there?
Right. And the propaganda you're referring to is you open up your laptop and boom, you can be taken to places that we certainly don't want our children to go to or go into, and you can find websites on the dark web of hateful ideologies and radicalization platforms across the spectrum of right and left wing ideological perverseness, if you will. Now, having said that, it is important when you're trying to understand motivations to determine, was this directed or inspired? You know, was this somebody that saw something, read something, and that radicalized him? Or was he part, a small part, but an important part of the ISIS arm? You know, ISIS obviously has its roots in Syria and mm-hmm. in Iraq and in the Leviathan. But via globalization, via the internet, they can reach out to people. Is this a terror cell? And yesterday, I think the thing that made all of our, you know, the hair on the backs of our necks of investigators or retired investigators like me was, hey, we don't know for sure if there isn't a larger cell here. Is this planned to be coordinated? You have the Tesla blowing up in Las Vegas that had the earmarkings of terrorism. Is this going to be a sequence of events? You know, those kind of things. Once they determine that it's just one single individual, and I hate to use the term lone wolf, but that's the nomenclature, and that it was just simple, an aspirant or someone inspired because they've seen things and they want to become part of this perverse ideology, then you can take a deep breath and you can say, all right, how did we miss this? And I think, Chad, that's going to be the question that is going to plague us for some time now, because a lot of this appeared to have been done right under our noses.
This is James Galliano, great work in our military, 25 plus years with the FBI in so many different aspects, and such an excellent guest for us on a sad day like this. What took place around 3:15, January 1st, this vicious attack which killed 14, then the killer himself was killed when he exited his rental vehicle. You know, I've heard this, and now he's outgoing FBI head, Christopher Wray, for years, when he would speak in front of Congress and say, one of the great things we're worried about is what could happen within our homeland, where someone, as we've been discussing with Jabbar, motivated, all that is out there to inspire, to learn, to hate the West, take aspects of how we live, and to try to carry out, you know, evil because of that. Jimmy, if you're still with the FBI and you know we're a country of 350 some million individuals and this is an American citizen, how do we make progress in there? How do we try to slow that down when the platform for information seemingly is unending?
Well, that's a great, great question. I mean, there's probably an hour's worth of a discussion we could have there, not even scratch the surface, but I'll try to boil it down into a quick thumbnail for you. So we understand that international terrorism, we have so many more tools available in our tool chest. You hear all the time people saying, we need stronger domestic terrorism laws. This is a case of domestic terrorism. This individual was a United States citizen.
Right.
This individual was a U.S. Army vet. What's the difference? The difference is left of boom and right of boom. And I'm not being cavalier about the incident or the event that happened. We refer to that, a bomb exploding, a terrorist attack like yesterday with somebody mowing down innocent, you know, New Year's Eve revelers. The difference is we have the pesky Fourth Amendment. And that pesky Fourth Amendment is something that we cherish. You don't want your phone calls, you know, snooped on. You know, I don't want a collection of everything I've done on the internet or whatever. Not that I have anything to hide, but we cherish those civil liberties. Mm-hmm. On the international side, it's different. We can collect metadata and we can look at it. In this instance, everything right of boom is going to be the same as far as the prosecution. But if you live in a free country like we do with the liberties that we have, Chad, it is next to impossible unless you hire an FBI agent to sit on every single person's porch in this country that we can stop somebody from doing something if they're acting alone.
I want to get to Las Vegas also, because right now, again, in the press conference, and it's the information as of now and what the authorities are willing to share, as you know, infinitely better than I, all the information they still might have, which they feel like the public shouldn't know at this point. But as of now, they're saying this Cybertruck and the individual who was killed and the others who were injured, this in front of the Trump Hotel in Vegas, is unrelated. This is another member of our military, a married member of the Green Beret, where people are trying to understand now. I don't know if people are overreacting this, but his wife years ago was anti-candidate Donald Trump. The only reason why I bring that up is because it's in front of the Trump Hotel. Are you, from what you know about that story, does that give you comfort? Does that not change your view when they tell us, at least as of now, that these stories so far are unrelated?
Look, we can rightly define, once all the facts are out, and it certainly looks that way now, that both of these acts, these individual acts, the one in New Orleans and obviously the one that you're referencing from Las Vegas, are acts of terrorism. What is terrorism? It is violence or threats or intimidation to effect or impact policy. Now, you referenced the suspect who's now deceased, obviously immolated in the Tesla Cybertruck. It seems the motivations were different. Looks like the motivation would have been a spectacle. And yes, it's an easy way to draw a line between Elon Musk, hence the Tesla, and Donald Trump's hotel.
Right.
Easy to do that.
Mm-hmm.
However, my experience with working with Green Berets and that end of the military, you know, during my time in Afghanistan, while I was with the FBI's hostage rescue team, that is a fairly conservative bastion. This would not be the first place that you would look to go to special operations forces and say, this would be somebody that is going to, you know, do something like this. First of all, it was clumsy in the way that it was done. The explosives did not seem to indicate the ones that were chosen, the fireworks, for somebody that was really trying to do damage. Obviously, the vehicle was blown up. Obviously, the perpetrator died in this act. But there were minor injuries, and the glass on the front of the building didn't even blow out. If a Green Beret wanted to blow that building up, they would know how to do it.
Yep.
That's why this
right.
one seems to have more questions than answers at this juncture.
Jimmy, you're great. Stay healthy. Get healthy. Thank you so much for coming on, and we'll reach out again down the line. I appreciate it.
That sounds good, Chad. Take care.
James Galliano. You know, if you've listened to our show over the years, how good he is, and you heard it again on a story like this. Tell me, because we're going to stay with this hour, because I have multiple facets to this I want to discuss. Tell me your number one takeaway on, in particular, the New Orleans story. But as Jimmy just said there, Dave, I think it's such a good point. It's a trained Green Beret. He knows this as a U.S. Army vet himself. If a skilled, trained Green Beret wanted to do more than just draw attention, wouldn't there have been more damage?
It's interesting. And you try to wonder, was it just haphazard? Was it just somebody who lost their mind?
Yeah.
You know, and grabbed whatever they could and said, I'm going to go do something?
Because the training and the skill is there.
Yeah.
I mean, to potentially bring down the damn hotel.
Correct.
Right? So what is 651-461-9226? Give me a takeaway or two. When you heard about this, when you've consumed the information, what is jumping out at you most? If you could ask authorities one question behind the scenes and they would tell you, what would that be? What do you want to say about this? 651-461-9226.
Hi, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. We've helped over 20,000 wedding parties get suited up. And here's the deal. You don't need to rent a suit. For about the same price, you can own one that's perfectly tailored for you. Over 60% of our business comes from referrals because we make it so easy. Whether your groomsmen live nearby or out of state, we've got everything covered. Trust me, this is the easiest part of planning your wedding. Stop by Nick's Menswear and let us show you why we're the fastest growing suit company in the country. Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we just had a caller who was screaming at Dave because I mentioned the truth. Sorry, I guess I can't mention the truth. That one individual, member of the Green Beret, and one individual is a U.S. Army vet. That's just the truth. They both were involved in acts of terror. And both are despicable, disgusting, awful. But I can't mention that they were born in America and they were in the military. So, but I could mention I mentioned what, five times with the individual inspired by ISIS, the debate of driven by ISIS, the power of terrorism from our country. I assume this call would be okay if this person was from the Middle East. And then I could identify the country where he's from. But the fact that this person drove from Houston to New Orleans and committed this disgusting, vile act and killed 14 innocent people and was in the U.S. Army.
I think it's a very intriguing part of the story that you have somebody that,
yes,
as you talked about with James Galliano, was either directed by or inspired by ISIS, yet is also somebody who in the past signed up to fight for this country.
Went to Afghanistan.
Yes.
Defended our country.
Correct.
That is a part of the story.
And is now driven to do something like this.
I want to get to that after we go to traffic and weather. Because we have too many people in our country, no matter the facts, where they just want to stay with one position. And we saw that all over the place, even when the information was out. Let's get to your calls and texts. 651-461-9226. There's no offending, Jabbar. None. Zero. Zilch. 100% inspired by ISIS. He's a murderer. He murdered those people. What? If you could ask a question, or what is your concern? Or what is still jumping out at you? Questions you want to ask. We're going to get to plenty of lighthearted stuff on this show, a lot of it. But this is an enormous story. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. Doug has called in. Doug, thank you so much for listening. You're on WCCO.
Yeah, thank you. Very interesting here. Our country has been letting people in this across the borders for years without vetting them, without really checking deep into what they can do and what they can't do. But I do find out now that I think it's more a martyrism type thing. There's thousands of them, like I say, across in America right now. And they listen to stuff. And right,
But Doug, I'm going to jump in again. This is an American-born citizen. This is an American-born citizen.
Sleeper cells. They're called sleeper cells, and they get converted.
Okay.
And then maybe the conversion is pretty powerful, I guess. It must be. But
Doug, let me just jump in. I want to give you a chance. We don't know yet, because right now they have covered information, the authorities, from cell phones and laptops, that it was 100% inspired by ISIS. That doesn't mean yet that he was inspired by individuals he met, compared to what propaganda is out there. By the way, have we been too lackadaisical and creating a potentially dangerous situation by making the border too porous? Hell yes, I agree. But that may be completely unrelated to this part of the story.
Okay, I understand.
Anything else you want to say?
I'm just, I've sat here listening and I'm putting things together. And I know they got their own phone networks and stuff, the jihadists and stuff like that. But they're probably sitting around laughing. The more media coverage they get, the bigger job they did, because that's all it's going to relate to, is how big a job it was and how much coverage it gets. If you don't say nothing to them, you're face down in the dirt when you're done with them, that stuff's going to go away fast.
So, and I know there is a part where people want interest in it, but if you're in my role, or if you're in the role of members of the media, Doug, an honest question here, and 14 people on Bourbon Street celebrating New Year's Eve, 14 individuals are murdered, should we not cover that?
I agree, but that's how they do it. That's what they do. They'll die for it. They'll die for their cause. Across the nation, they will. Other places in the world, they do the same thing. Now it's on our soil. We have to deal with it. So,
thank you, Doug.
More followers. Yeah, have a great day.
You too. Bill has called in. Bill, go ahead. It's 30 past 12. You're on WCCO Radio.
Hey, sorry ahead of time if my Trump derangement syndrome shows here, but I'm legitimately concerned about a new FBI administration coming in where they're talking about their specific goals being to go after Trump's enemies. And they have a list of who got in the way of Trump and who has upset Trump. When we have things like this happen, because no offense to the president or anybody else in government, but I think their lives should not be put first in front of general public's lives. We need an FBI that is independent, that can search for the criminals out there, the terrorists out there, that can do their job. And if we're going to clean house and get rid of everybody who isn't falling in line with the Trump administration, I think we're in serious trouble.
Well, and I think that's a very valid point. And I can assure you, I'm already getting texts from individuals who are blaming the Biden administration and feeling like they've been too soft, and that the Biden quote-unquote Justice Department has spent too much time going after Trump and also people close to him. So there is that feeling. It would be great, which just would be a novel concept, if we could have an FBI and we could have a justice system and they were separate completely from the two parties. And Donald Trump, he won decisively. He's going to get great deference on his selections. That doesn't mean the Senate has to back away. But, Bill, it is very clear that Donald Trump wants complete loyalty. Cash Patel has been extraordinarily outspoken in going after Trump enemies. And he has a very strong chance to get the FBI. Now, if he backs away And more of that was just bluster. That was to sell a book. And he adapts to the job itself. Then I will praise him for that. Because it is a dangerous situation. And as George W. Bush said years ago, our intelligence and God knows how many thousands of attempts of terror that have been stopped by Bush, Obama, Trump, Biden, and their administrations, okay, and the FBI, not the presidents. How many they've stopped, but when one happens like this, we all raise questions. And at a time, point fingers. Yeah. And I don't fault Doug for calling in. I don't fault you for calling in and raising points that you're drawn to.
Yeah, and I didn't vote for him, but like you said, I wish the best for him because I wish the best for
too.
Our country.
Absolutely.
And I think who we bring in, we have to have people that are just good at their job.
Yep.
And I don't know why it's so difficult for an administration to say that, like, we're going to look and see who hasn't done their job and then look and see who does the job and who does it well. And let's go from there.
Thanks, sir. Ed. I appreciate it. It's 34 past 12. Let's stay with this, including, and we're getting a little bit of that feel, but I want to expand on just some of the beliefs that someone have, no matter facts come out, or even before facts come out, especially when it's a story like this, especially when you're passionate about an issue. We'll continue on this. It's, what are we, the home of the Twins? I think we are.
Yes, we are.
Do they have a game tonight?
They're off today, back, I think, on Saturday.
Absolutely. What do we have for our bumper theme today, sir?
Well, it's a little lighter than, obviously, the topic we're talking about this hour, but yeah. I noticed it's National Buffet Day today, Chad.
Oh!
So we're taking a musical run through the buffet line. We started with salad days. Right now we have fruits of our labor. A little later we'll be hearing about chicken, pasta. Perhaps the ice cream man will make a visit.
Yeah, I asked it, and we're about to jump back in this serious topic. I don't remember if you provided me the story or I found it, and we never got to it on air, I don't think. It was like 2-3 months ago where a mom had set up a buffet at the house.
That's right. They had like a family of 12 or something like that. Yeah, a ton of kids.
You know, so they had the glass and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was permanently there.
Yeah, she got it secondhand from a buffet restaurant that was going out of business or didn't need it, whatever.
Right.
It's a genius idea for the mom.
Yes. Okay, let's get to the number of the texts here. Terrorism came to this country as a result of Republican policies overseas. Terrorism has been a part of our country forever. When we think of the Middle East and attacks on our soil and what changed things, it's not as if we didn't have other type of attacks before September 11th. Because we did, including decades back, including, you know, there are a lot of debate on Clinton, the opportunities he had to kill Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
And the attack on our soldiers abroad when Clinton, if you believe the reporting, missed that opportunity. September 11th obviously changed an extraordinary amount. 23,000 people murdered. 3,000 people just going about their lives.
On live TV.
On live TV. Some, very, very few live saw the first plane. But a lot of us saw the second plane.
Mm-hmm. Watching the Today Show or whatever we were watching.
And then a lot of us saw the first tower go down and the second tower go on. And the world was incredibly different. Now, was it as different as I thought it might have been? Here's what I'm going to say, no, because I still felt like that W in those first few months, because of a surge in popularity, could have reached out to almost every single one of us and said, I want you to pitch in some way. And I think that opportunity was missed. Now, a comeback would be, well, he didn't have as much of an opportunity to do that because he was worried about what other attacks were taking place. And then going after Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. Well, then we were in Afghanistan for 20-some years and was a disastrous departure by Joe Biden. And by the way, had Trump set up an awful agreement? Was Trump willing to meet with Al-Qaeda at Camp David? Yeah. But by the way, Joe Biden was president month after month after month. So did Bush mismanage Afghanistan after the first year or two? Yeah. Did he believe what a lot of people believed on WMDs with Saddam Hussein? Yeah. For those who are convinced they knew all along about the lie, Bill Clinton believed there were WMDs. Hillary Clinton believed there were WMDs. John Kerry, Tony Blair. They were wrong. But this idea was only the Bush administration. Were there people within that Bush administration who just wanted to finish off what HW had not done? Hell yes. But to say only Republicans have brought terror to this country is pretty narrow for me. There can be very different policy positions. Think about all the drones that Obama used. You know, for the guy who supposedly was going to be such a pacifist and he was coming for your guns, right? Use drones like nobody else to kill individuals. And then for some, the belief that when he pulled back too much, that was the rise of ISIS. And there's no doubt that under the Trump first administration, there are many members of ISIS who were killed very quickly. Was ISIS ended and it was done for good? No. What a shock. Donald is using a bit of hyperbole. But did he kill thousands of them? Did he go further than Obama would in certain policies? Yes. Part of what I'm drawn to this, too, is, and I know there was a lot of discussion the last couple of days, too. Well, they were reevaluating everything, and they were looking ahead to the Super Bowl, which is in New Orleans again. Where I did say the other day in my prediction, the Vikings will win the Super Bowl, and I'm standing by it. The Vikings this year, in our prediction segment the other day, will win the Super Bowl. And so some of the, what they place on streets and on sidewalks. They were repairing them. They were adding different things. But they still had that police vehicle preventing people from driving a vehicle down the street. But then this truck and what this vicious individual did, this vicious murder day, he drove down the sidewalk. Not all the time do you have that many people in areas of downtowns across America. But think about what downtown used to be like down here. Okay, I'm going to the Wolves game tonight. There's going to be 19,000 at Target Center. Vikings game last week, there were 60,000. And yeah, there's a police presence and there's cameras here. There's some acts of terror where it's unbelievably derelict by the authority. Those, I think, are the rare exception. I think overwhelmingly at the city, state, and federal level, we've done an amazing job since 2001. Who would have thought, and again, 14 people are murdered now. Right? We've had other awful acts of terror by individuals who might have just done it on their own due to mental health, whatever. We still don't know what happened in Las Vegas, by the way. We still don't know enough. This is my one question. I meant to get to Jimmy, and I didn't. We don't still know enough about the first person who tried to kill Donald Trump, do we?
I
started saying that 4 or 5 days after. I cannot believe we don't know more information about that individual who missed killing candidate, now president-elect Donald Trump, by a quarter of an inch.
Yeah.
So, and we've got a Secret Service story today of some incompetence. But if someone wanted to drive up on a street in New York City right now, Las Vegas right now, does every sidewalk have those bullocks? I'm forgetting what they're called right now. No. So you can't be flawless every time. Part of what I'm going to say, and I want to get to other texts, but I'm going to do this. In our first call, and I really appreciate that Doug listens. But Doug was going to the, well, this is related to the Biden administration and too soft in immigration. By the way, on this show for 4 years in the Biden administration, I agree. They tried to go too far away from Donald Trump. And then Trump did sabotage an agreement, there's no doubt. But then when he put in that executive order, it slowed it down. Why didn't he put that executive order in 2 years before? And clearly the Republicans were just saying, Joe, whatever you want, we'll just completely agree with your policy. But when you're the president, you get a lot of credit when you probably deserve maybe half of it. And you get a lot of blame when maybe you deserve about half of it, maybe you deserve three quarters. But in this case, this is an American. God knows what caused him to be inspired. Right now, it appears not directed. That's some of the reporting from what the authorities think they know and told members of the Select Committee in front of Congress. I think it was just the Senate. Maybe we're going to find out more it's directed because information can change. But right away, in the hours after, it was, well, this has happened because of Biden's immigration policy. Driven most importantly by Donald John Trump. And he's continued to put that out, by the way. So has Donald Trump Jr. So have others. I got it. He won. Tom Homan's about to be on Fox. He's going to be the Trump borders are. Buckle up. Who knows what's going to happen, right? But can we actually wait for a couple facts? Or can we pivot? Like if there, because there was an erroneous report of this person had entered, before they knew who was, had entered illegally. Well, then you're allowed to tweet out, hey, we have new information, or to take something down. But we're unwilling if it changes our persona, our brand, our belief, where we're positioned on the hot take position to the far left, far right, to say, hey, I could wait till a press conference. And then as it turns out, I thought it was going to be, this is some crazed terrorist who was let in because of Biden's soft policies. And I can still say, hey, by the way, I still think Biden's policies were soft. But guess what? This guy was an Army vet. We just don't want to wait because we just have to further enhance where we stand on the spot.
It's that startling desire to just be able to say, I told you so right away, right? To just assume, well, this has got to fit the narrative that I've made in my head or that I've heard from others, repeat.
Or I've said for years.
Exactly. Right? Well, this clearly this is what it is when we have no idea. You know, the FBI had no idea.
Take a deep breath. We can wait just a little bit.
Yes,
right?
They were saying today during the press conference, they were trying to explain how at first they were going with, well, looks like he had people helping him. And, well, turns out today we think it was a complete lone actor.
And if there's one report which amplifies your position, and then it turns out it's erroneous, you're allowed to say, turns out that information wasn't right. You can put that out there on some platform on your on Twitter or on your radio show or your YouTube, but people don't because they feel like, well, I just still want to stay locked in my position. What do you want to say about that and other parts of this conversation? We're spending the first hour in this. We're definitely getting into lighthearted topics at different times throughout the show, and I appreciate you listening. You're allowed to massively disagree with what we're saying or agree with what we're saying. 651-461-9226. Chad, an open society like we have, you can't prevent all the stuff, unfortunately. There's plenty of truth to that.
Yeah, that's something Galeano said, especially talking about a lone wolf, lone actor.
Right. And more texters are pointing out Oklahoma City and other events. I get it. I mean, there are individuals abroad who hate America, who are coming for American citizens, whether you have anything to do with policy or not. They are individuals. They're organized cells. There's also deranged individuals who are lacking no decency, no empathy, and filled with hate, who were born in Cleveland, Ohio. Okay? And I'm not taking away that this person was inspired by ISIS. That's an enormous part of the story and should be pursued heavily. But when you're trying to stop everything, as the texter points out, and part of what I was trying to say last segment about, we can't, okay, the two of us parked a decent ways away on a walk, and there's even though downtown Minneapolis is not the same, there's tens of thousands of people in downtown Minneapolis right now. There's about to be about 20,000 at Target Center. If all of a sudden there is just an awful plan by the Minneapolis Police Department or Jacob Fry or Tim Walz, as there was after George Floyd, then you're damn right this show is going to point it out, and we did day after day after day. But you're also allowed to wait for a few facts to come up. And it is enormous, don't you think? Inspired by ISIS versus directed. Neither, if one's going to be correct, it's not going to bring 14 lives back. And, I mean, somebody who's from Lakeland Shores could be inspired by ISIS. And it's frightening. It's just different if it's literally directed.
Mm-hmm.
And as a director from individuals who have infiltrated this country, if it's individuals who some are communicating through back-channel communications, there's just a lot of layers to what it could be.
There is. And, you know, I think we're all focused on the car attacks now, right? Because obviously we saw what happened in New Orleans. We remember what happened in Germany just a couple weeks ago at the Christmas market they had there. And certainly they've happened before that. And you brought up the point last segment. How many people are in the streets of New York right now? How many people are on the streets of Chicago? How many people are on the streets of L.A., Philadelphia? Name your you know, massive downtown area where the streets are full constantly.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah, Bourbon Street on New Year's Eve, that's a different thing.
Yeah.
You know, the
and
Super Bowl.
And he went there knowing a lot of people would be
there. Yeah. You know, the Super Bowl, they're going to have barriers, and it's going to be a locked down area, but
yeah.
You know, these car attacks could happen anywhere, and we're not going to have, you know, concrete barriers up blocking every sidewalk in America.
It's not possible. Somebody talks about how long did I promote the Russian hoax. I would encourage you to read the Senate Bipartisan Intelligence Report. If you think Russia was not heavily involved with the Trump campaign in 2016, I have 17 oceans in my backyard in Plymouth.
It's a lot of oceans.
Yeah. By the way, was Robert Mueller a complete failure when he testified? Yeah, he was. Your Lindus construction time check is time for you to get $500 off your insulation project and call for more details. I'm going to read one more text. The Justice Department has not been weaponized under Joe Biden. Trump is a criminal. You will see that weaponization under Trump. That is guaranteed. Part of how Trump won, Dave, is convincing individuals that every attack at him was directed by Joe Biden. There's no doubt in New York with Alvin Bragg and Tisha James, they ran for their offices
yes,
saying they were going after Donald Trump. The idea that Joe Biden was directly involved with the Justice Department, show me proof. Show me proof, because right now the word is Joe Biden's mad at Merrick Garland. I raised this right after the election. Because it took them multiple years to go after Donald Trump. If it really was directed, Merrick Garland would have filed those charges instantly and potentially eliminated the possibility of Trump running. Guess what? He ran, and he won 7-0 with the swing states.